This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Moody blasts his drive, puts on the brakes, shoots over Wade, a little fadeaway, tough turning right shoulder on the right baseline. Degree of difficulty very high.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors losers 136-117 yesterday to the Cleveland Cavaliers as they get blown out, although it made it somewhat respectable when you think about where that game was, say, midway in the second quarter. You knew they had Sterling 14 threes to the Cavaliers at halftime. They had over 80 points at the half. So to your point earlier, that 136-117 sounds pretty bad, but when you were to take a glimpse at this thing midway in the second quarter, it was a lot worse than that.
Yeah, it was like 83 to, what was it, 83 to, I have it here in front of me, 83 to 42 at halftime.
Yeah, like, that's silly.
You look at how bad it was, it could have been a 40-point loss. That was where they were headed, and thankfully, Jonathan Kuminga, I thought, played great in that second half for them. Hit a couple threes, the stroke was working, and if you're looking for a player to step up in a big way, it's your boy JK. They need him if they want to make that transcendent or ascent to the next spot in the Western Conference. So it's a good showing, although a bad game overall for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, JK continues to be one of the X factors on this team. He gets off to the slow start. He still gets sped up a little bit. And you would think that in year four that would begin to slow down. But he still at times is a guy that is a little bit out of control. And I think that's just sort of who he is. He's 22 years of age. While that's still very young, we've been saying this since he was a teenager. So at some point you got to say that this just might be sort of the earmarks of who he is going forward. Now, obviously, he's going to continue to improve. But when you think about, you know, that draft class with Cade Cunningham, with Evan Mobley was in that draft class. All these guys have refined their game to a point where they got paid, and nobody has any qualms about it because they deserve the bag. I mean, Jalen Green, who's averaging like 30 a game. There are a lot of guys that came out of that same draft class that got extensions, that got paid, because they are able to mature and get to a point where their game was no longer about conjecture and possibilities, but they had arrived. And we're still here 4 years later and still talking about Jonathan Kuminga and using the potential word, which it's a slight concern, but you still like the athleticism. He gives you 21 last night in 29 minutes. But at some point, he's got to eradicate some of these mistakes and traits of his game that we've been talking about now for going on 4 years and be this consistent plug and play, give you 15 to 20 a game and be a solid player. But he clearly has not arrived at that place. And I do want to finish up as I just to sort of end things about the conversation. I went to the break and I was talking about how I would not, if I'm running things, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, so to speak, and get all this money to one player and make it a player-centric. And then handicap myself by mortgaging my future, not having draft picks or younger players. I'd rather go the route with which the Warriors have, you know, what they've been doing up to this point this year and playing this many guys, and then keeping your draft picks. Think about the Warriors this time a year ago, and I don't think it's by accident, Sterling, that we're seeing what it is that they're doing this year in this template of playing this many guys. This time a year ago, you had a disgruntled Klay Thompson, and you had a guy by the name of CP3. His name's Chris Paul, Sterling Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Who's now in San Antonio. That was $70 million. $70 million that were dedicated to two guys. $70 million on the salary. 40 to Klay and the other 30 to Chris Paul. I think that the Warriors recognize we don't want to do this anymore. And nobody has spent more money. Nobody has been more generous. And nobody's opened up the vault like that of Lakeham in terms of owners. And I think that he just as well, I think it was collective. They said, you know what? Let's try and win a title and get not only younger, but get cheaper.
Sure, but I also think it's not exactly how much money you spend, it's who you spend your money on, right? You can replace Chris Paul's production, and we're seeing it this year with Buddy Hield. You can replace, for as much as we love Klay Thompson coming back very soon to Chase Center for the first time, we all gonna have our captain hats on for sure for that game at Chase Center, but you can replace Klay Thompson's production the last couple years with a player like Buddy Hield. If you're going to have starters that you're paying big money to, and for the most part have played well enough to deserve that money earlier in their career, you can find replacements for them for a quarter of the price and be okay. But when it comes to going back to that conversation of, you know, strength in numbers and the 12 to 13 man rotations, yeah, don't invest in replacement level players or, you know, fifth options offensively. Invest in stars that are in their prime, can still help you win championships, where I hate to say this, but Chris Paul and Klay Thompson are not going to help you win championships anymore. That's not who they are. The Mavericks need Klay to be that third guy for them. He was the number two here in Golden State. Or go back to Jordan Poole. When they paid Jordan Poole, and a lot of things transpired during his time after he got paid, and a lot of negative things that I think had led to the downfall of their partnership and their relationship, but they realized, hey, we don't want to be locked into a player like Jordan Poole any longer for a variety of reasons. But that's not exactly a knock on spending big money. It's we invested in the wrong players. That was the issue. So I get what you're saying. Shed some salary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Go 12, 13 guys, build up through the draft, and build this strong core to help lead this unit. Then you have Steph and Draymond on top of it, but I do think that conversation also lends to they just spent kind of unwisely in a 2 to 3 year period, which led to a downward trajectory in their standings.
Let's talk about the return of one Klay Thompson coming back to the Bay Area. Boy, I don't think we would ever, in our wildest dreams, think that, first of all, Klay would be with another team, and that team being the Dallas Mavericks, and that he would actually be coming back to the Golden State Warriors in another uniform. But that's exactly what's going to take place coming up on Tuesday when the Mavericks are here. Just really quick to get people caught up, if you're wondering what it is that Klay Thompson is doing this year with the Cavs. As you mentioned, he is their third guy. And he is, I mean, he's playing nearly 30 minutes a game. He's averaging 14, just over 14 points a contest at 14.2, shooting it at 43% from the floor. He's at 36.8 from three-point territory, so not necessarily good numbers as far as shooting and his shooting percentage. The 14 points in 30 minutes, I mean, it's sort of what Klay was with the Golden State Warriors. And I think that, listen, Dallas got off to a good start and made a lot of sense. You talk about gravitational pull. Everybody's watching Luka, who might be pound for pound the best player in the NBA right now. And then obviously Kyrie Irving is Kyrie Irving. And then all Klay had to do was just hang out. When they reverse the ball, be on the other side of the court, set your feet. You're going to get more open looks than you've had in the last 5 years. That was sort of what happened early on. I think teams have glommed onto it a little bit, and Klay, for whatever reason, is not getting the same looks he had maybe, say, in the first week to 10 days. But here's the issue going forward, because now the Cavaliers are at 5-4 after their hot start and have been losing a rash of games. And I've maintained this, that this is what you got to think about when Klay Thompson, again, as much as we always want to focus on offense, I think Steve Kerr and company always think about defense. And Klay Thompson became a liability defensively. And that's wherein lies all of this in terms of the separation between the two. And I think he's going to be a liability with the Dallas Mavericks. And so when we think about the big three, that ain't a big three defensively. I don't know the last time Kyrie Irving was ever considered a DPOY candidate. And the same with Luka Doncic, two guys couldn't be more disinterested in playing basketball on the defensive side of things. And then there's Klay Thompson. It's not a matter of Klay Thompson not giving effort. That's never been the case with this guy. And it's not a matter of being disinterested like that of a Jordan Poole. He just physically can't get to the spots anymore. He doesn't have the lateral mobility. Because of the injuries, he just cannot be that guy. And he gets taken off the bounce. Guys want to clear aside and just go after Klay Thompson. You never did that back in the day. And that's what I think is eventually going to be the Achilles heel of the Dallas Mavericks. Somehow, they were able to get to the finals and play good defense and really turned it on towards the latter part of the season with Luka and Kyrie Irving, specifically, who played well defensively. But now you throw Klay into that mix. And defense is one of those things that, it's, to me, same holds true with football. It's got to be instinctive. You can't think about it. You can't remind yourself, I got to play defense. It's either in the DNA or it's not. And it's not for those three guys. And that's why I think that in the end, while they can score the basketball and they're exciting to watch with the addition of Klay Thompson, the fact that they're defensively always going to be deficient, as long as those three guys are going to play as much and as often and as much as they're going to rely on them, it's going to be a defensive liability no matter how you slice it up in Big D.
Well, especially when you have, you know, two ISO ball handling players like Luka and Kyrie, you'd hope that would open up Klay offensively. Okay, if you're going to double down offensively and say we're going to outscore you every single night, or at least most nights, okay, cool. That's also dependent on Klay Thompson hitting his shots, which I don't want to brag on Klay. We all love Klay Thompson here. When he comes back, he'll get a massive standing ovation. But he's taking 8.5 threes a game and only hitting 36%. Like, you look at the last couple games he's played, to start the year was 10 threes, 12 threes, 11 threes, 7, 9, and it's gone down continually because he's not shooting well. You have a 143 percentage from him in his last game against Phoenix. This team with Klay, again, love him. It makes sense when you think about schematically what you want to do offensively, but with where Klay's at, it was surprising when the Warriors let him go. I figured there was going to be a lot more pushback by fans from the emotions and the ties to him and what he'd done with, you know, Steph Curry and Draymond and even Kevin Durant, what they'd built, and, you know, the stories of the injuries and coming back and winning again against Boston a couple years ago. But you look at where Klay was the last few years and what he had or how he performed with the Golden State Warriors, honestly, and I hate saying this, you know, it really has been an addition by subtraction of Klay Thompson, which I never thought I'd ever say with the Golden State Warriors. And in Dallas, you can argue that through, I don't know, 10-ish, 9 games so far, it's kind of been a subtraction by addition for them thus far this season with Klay Thompson in the offensive lineup.
What are you expecting? Just sort of a general overview. What do you think the I know what the reaction is going to be like, but just what do you think what's going to go down on Tuesday when the game's over and we walk away? What is going to be the overall sentiment? What do you think is going to happen with Klay Thompson's return in a new uniform of the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday when he takes on his former team?
I think it'll be a lot of hugging after the game, a lot of emotions of, you know, good to see you and whatnot, but during the game, the one thing about Klay Thompson, and he's a really emotional person and a really emotional player, I would not be shocked and surprised if, one, he just takes 15 threes and is like, you know what, I'm shooting it up, I don't care, in front of my essential home crowd and whatnot, and, you know, they know what I'm like, and if Klay gets hot, he'll hit 10 of those threes, and we're like, oh crap, you got 30 points or whatever. But I also wouldn't be shocked if Klay shoots the Mavericks out of that basketball game, because that's who Klay is at this point in his career. But either way, win or lose for Golden State or the Dallas Mavericks, you're going to expect a massive cheer and roaring, just, we love Klay Thompson chants. You're going to have free throws with the fans chanting, you know, Klay Thompson. See, they love him so much in Golden State, and we love him so much here, but I just don't, like, Klay is kind of this two-faced player now, right? Where he'll get super hot and he'll get super cold, and you're like, yep, that's who he is. He's streaky at this point in his career, and it's like, you hope he plays well, but it's not against Golden State on Tuesday. Like, would you want Klay to shoot the lights out? Like, would you actually want that for Golden State? It's going to hurt you. But for Klay's sake, do you want that? That's kind of where my debate is. Of like, I want Klay to be happy and comfortable and get gratitude and get support, but also it's like, have a bad game for our sake, please.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. By the way, you just gave me a WWE flashback from WrestleMania, because I got a Dan Devone.
Nice.
When got introduced at MetLife in front of 90,000 for WWE and WrestleMania way back in the day. So
was that WrestleMania 28 or 29?
Yes. Wow.
Is that like the John Cena Rock once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime special?
Oh my goodness. I want to say 2014 was
that sounds about right, yep.
Yeah, you are on it, my man. Yeah, so anyways, you're going off on Klay Thompson. We all get ready in anticipation for the return of Klay Thompson, and all I could think about was me in WWE getting a Dan Devone. Yeah, so I think that you're right. The fans, look, the fans are going to go nuts. There's going to be a ridiculous, ridiculous ovation. But I think the love fest is going to end there. I really do. And you were talking about hugs afterwards. I'm not necessarily sure that's going to be the case.
Wow.
With Klay Thompson. I don't know if it's bitter, but I do think it could get... I think he's going to chirp a little on the floor, and I don't think it's going to be friendly, sort of like, what's up, Dream? It's going to be like, bro, you ain't so bad sort of stuff. I think there... Maybe somebody gets a T in this thing? I see this a little bit differently. And here's the reason why. I think, to your point, Klay Thompson is as great as he is, just like any superstar. And I use the word judiciously great. I use it very judiciously. A lot of people just throw out that, oh, he's a great player. I hear announcers say, that was a great three-yard run. Really? A great three-yard run? There's few things that are great in this world. And Klay Thompson is a great shooter. But one of the reasons why he's a great shooter, just like why Tom Brady's a great quarterback, is that there's that crazy, crazy competitiveness that they have in their DNA. I think that there's only one reason, I said this last week, why he went to Dallas. And if you think about it, why didn't he go to L.A.? He has family in L.A. His old man works for the Lakers. The Lakers had more money to offer him. He's got the ocean. It makes sense. His brother Trace is hanging out down there. And he goes to Dallas, and you scratch your head, and you're like, well, why? Why are you going to Dallas of all places? One reason. This is about retribution. This is about payback. This is about going to the team and hitching my wagon to the team that's going to go the furthest in the postseason. And why? Well, yeah, I want to get back to the playoffs and I want to win a title, but I also want the Golden State Warriors to look and see where it is that I am. I want to be able to look over my shoulder in the rearview mirror and say, this is what you missed out on. You don't think I have anything left in the tank? Screw you. He wants to be with the winner, obviously, because he wants to get back to making a deep run to the playoffs. But a lot of that decision to me was predicated in the way he feels as though he was treated in his final year plus here with the Warriors. A lot of it has to do with payback, and I think that's going to carry over into this game. That, yes, there's going to be a lot of pomp, and there's going to be a lot of circumstance, and he's going to take his bows. But once they tip that ball up, yes, you're right, he's going to look to score, and he's going to look to win, and I don't think it's going to be as friendly as a lot of people anticipate. In fact, I anticipate Klay Thompson and Draymond Green to get into something. What that is, I have no idea. When it comes to Draymond Green, right? I don't think he's going to I don't think he'll go, speaking of WWE, and go Rudy Gobert on Klay Thompson to get him in a chokehold, but I do see some friction.
Well, you know what's going to happen is that Klay's going to flash that I have 4 championship rings, and Draymond's like, yeah, so do I. Like, that doesn't weigh on me anymore. I'm sorry, man. But when the video package plays and the emotions kick in, I do think that Klay may come in with this mentality of, I want to win this trade. I want to win, you know, leaving Golden State behind. I want to be the victor of this breakup, right? That's what it is. You've broken up, right? It's a couple that was together for 10 plus years. You had a great run, so many great memories, but this kind of got towards the end. Things fizzled out. You weren't the same people. You wanted to go in different directions. And Klay is like, I want to make sure I prove to that person I've won the breakup. And for Klay, that can kind of be the Achilles heel, but I'm hoping that once the video package plays, the emotions kick in, he realizes, okay, they still appreciate and they love me and they care about me here. It's not bitter. It's not this, you know, like, let's be honest here, Dan. Klay's motivation is very one-sided. The Warriors don't feel that way. The Warriors are not reciprocating in that with Klay. They wish him well, good luck. We wish well on your future endeavors, WWE style, when they fire their superstars, right? That's the same thing with the Golden State Warriors. Good luck in Dallas. We hope you do great. It's not against us, right? And for Klay, like you said, maybe it is this, you know, I want to prove it to you. I want to stick it to you out there in the Bay Area that you shouldn't let me go.
I'm not saying that Draymond Green doesn't like Klay Thompson. There's any bad blood. Right. Those guys are boys for life. They'll be connected, and I really do think that they genuinely, and the reason why it worked with the Warriors and why they had all those titles, they had the dynastic run, is because they genuinely respected and liked one another. Maybe they didn't hang out, and I think, now, Klay is sort of a lone agent. He sort of does his thing. It's not like they had dinner and went on vacations together. But I do think that there is a serious bond between the three. So I don't think that there's any friction in that regard. But I think that when it comes to the competitiveness that we're talking about that fills up not only Klay Thompson, but certainly Draymond Green, that I think it's gonna boil over. And while afterwards, I can almost envision Draymond's going to get on his podcast. He's going to have a lot to say. Like, he's my boy. I love him. They'll dap it up maybe when no one's looking. But I do think at some point during the game, it's going to go beyond sort of the friendly little nudge, that there could be some chirping when someone's at a free throw line, where Klay Thompson's like, you ain't so bad. And, you know, I didn't really like it when I was here playing with you at times. And I don't got to deal with you anymore. And then Draymond's will go right back at him. And it's going to be his. I do think that there's going to be a level of seriousness where everybody's going to be like, oh, whoa, didn't see that coming. That's what I'm predicting. And maybe I am, you know, it wouldn't be the first time I've had it. I'm someone saying a wild take. Because I do think it's going to get to a competitiveness between the two where it might border or be on the precipice of, you know, this getting, you know, out of hand. And I just think that that's sort of the nature of the two players, and I think that's sort of the mindset of Klay Thompson going into this contest, is that he's just not, he's not happy the way he was treated. He has a lot of pride, and I think the last thing he wants to see, although he'll never admit this, is the last thing he wants to see is the Warriors doing well without him. All right. That's just part of being a competitor. And also, just take it a step further, last thing he wants to see is a guy like Buddy Hield. Not only are you doing well without me, but you're doing it with a guy who is shooting threes at a clip like that of Buddy Hield. I don't like the smell of any of this. So something could go off that I don't think any of us are sort of anticipating or expecting coming up on Tuesday. But it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, with Clay coming back, I do think that there is going to be some, not between Steph, but think about this. Sterling, Dante DiVincenzo, former Golden State Warrior, really made a name for himself when he went to the New York Knicks. He gets traded to Minnesota. Now, he's playing, you talk about with his boys. You're talking about, you know,
Villanova.
The Villanova Five, right? You're talking about his guys, Jalen Brunson and Josh Harden, all these guys that played in Villanova. They're friends going back to Villanova. He goes back to the Garden after getting traded from Minnesota, which he clearly was upset with. He goes back to the Garden in a preseason game, and he's with Minnesota. He's at the free throw line, and he's going after Brunson, his former boy. And he's like, "You happy now?" Something to that effect. I'm paraphrasing. And Brunson's like, "Man, come on, are you serious?" And he got into it. He had to be separated after the game from an assistant coach of the New York Knicks. They were going to throw blows. And that's right. Dante DiVincenzo as a competitor. So I'm just saying, and Dante and afterwards, he and Brunson and Josh Hart, they're still good together. But when there's that feeling of disrespect and you're talking about professional players and professional players with pride, things go off. And again, I refer to Dante DiVincenzo on a much, much smaller level in a preseason game, pointing fingers at Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and then after the game having to be separated where players got in between him and New York Knicks assistant coaches who were saying, "Man, stop talking and get the hell out of here." I think that maybe there has been a stage set potentially of what it is that we can see with Klay Thompson, and things may be going off the rails on Tuesday.
Well, so let's take that, right? Let's take the Dante DiVincenzo example and apply it to Klay Thompson for a second, and let's get specific, right? He apparently directed his comments towards Tom Thibodeau, like, "You traded me away, really?" If that's the case, and you go to the Golden State Warriors, well, those comments will be directed towards Mike Dunleavy. Klay knows he was never going to get traded or moved or released or cut if Bob Myers was here. He knew that was never going to happen. You put Dunleavy in there, and in 2 years, he's gone. That, I think, is where the comments could get directed towards. And then you have players, you know, like Draymond or Curry or company that are defending their GM. I think that's where friction might come into play. But, you know, I would not be shocked if Klay hits a three next to the Golden State Warriors bench and turns around and makes a few comments like, "Yeah, you wish you had this still." And they're like, "No, we have Buddy Hield on the other side wide open because you're not playing defense." He's going to hit his three as well. So should be a fun matchup on Tuesday for the Golden State Warriors. And I'll tell you what, I know I'll be 400 miles away, but I'll have the game on here being like, "Let's see what Klay can do with the Mavericks."
Do you get Warrior games out there? Do you get NBA out there? I mean, you're on the moon out there, so I'm a little concerned.
Sometimes it's a little spotty. Satellite. All the NFL games are being illegally streamed, but so we're going to do the same thing with the NBA.
And 510, I love you, baby. Somebody went after me and dropped an F-bomb. They didn't like my take on Klay Thompson, but it happens. Now, hey, listen, I understand, and I hope I'm wrong, but you never know. It's just when people are this competitive, things go off. It should be a love fest. We all hope that it's like Klay. Listen, all the fans love Klay. There's no doubt about that. I'm just saying that he's somebody that's so competitive that just, you know, sometimes expect the unexpected, but you never know. We'll find out on Tuesday. All right, we'll come back for the final hour. It is my man Sterling Bennett. It's Cam Williams and Danavon. Warriors This Week is back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.